Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
And may God bless the great alliance between Israel and America forever.
He's getting a standing ovation right now. Might be at the very end of the speech. It's a very powerful address, certainly was. He thanked former President Trump. I don't know if he mentioned Biden or not. And he talked about how Israel is doing everything it possibly can to protect civilian lives. And he quoted a general who said he studied urban conflict for all time, and said Israel has done a better job than any other country in protecting civilian life. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We're just monitoring this to see if there's any other comments by either Netanyahu or Speaker Johnson or anyone else. But we have it on right now, and I don't think, is anyone talking, Matt? I don't hear it anymore. Okay. Just keep it potted up lightly in the background just in case anyone starts to speak. Democrats were actually standing several times during his show. And that was happening a lot during the speech. I should say show, the speech. There was a lot of applause. John Fetterman is there. John Fetterperson wearing a suit, mind you. He was cheering and standing throughout most of the address today. The speaker's there. There's another Democrat at the podium. Since Kamala Harris refused to show up, she's speaking at a black sorority conference instead. Netanyahu also talked about the need for America to forge an alliance with Israel to stop Iran from taking over the Middle East. Ultimately, his argument is that Iran's goal is to take over the Middle East and then threaten the United States of America. He's getting tremendous praise for the speech. Really is tremendous praise. Somebody texted me earlier and said, My buddy Dean Filari came over and he said, I've not heard a speech like Netanyahu is making since President Reagan. Netanyahu is truly a leader and a statesman. He's talking, he spent a lot of the time, most of the time that I heard it, speaking about protecting civilians and doing everything that they possibly could to destroy Hamas and other Iranian proxies without hurting civilian lives. So that's where things stand. Now, there's a massive speech going on, massive protest, I should say, going on right outside the speech to Congress. And there were, I believe, hundreds of people involved in that, if I'm not mistaken, hundreds of people involved in these protests outside the Capitol building. A lot of arrests made, too, mass protests. And as you can imagine, the squad was not there. Many Democrats refused to stand. Many Democrats refused to even show up for the address today by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's where things stand right now. And Kamala Harris is speaking in Indianapolis at a black sorority convention, whatever the hell that means. And there's a lot coming out about Kamala Harris, by the way. But Netanyahu's D.C. speech reignites Gaza tensions. I'll tell you, given the reaction by a lot of Democrats, it's obvious what I said yesterday. Josh Shapiro is not going to be able to be the vice presidential pick. There's just too much anti-Jewish sentiment within the Democrat Party. I'm going to jump in here if she speaks, I don't know if we'll get any reaction from former President Trump, but we'll monitor Truth Social, obviously, to see what he has to say. It's ironic, though, isn't it? I mean, they kept calling the guy an anti-Semite, and Benjamin Netanyahu praised Trump throughout the speech today as being no greater friend to Israel than Donald Trump. So 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I'll have lots of reactions for you throughout this show today. I'm also going to play you an ad that was put up by Dave McCormick. I have to tell you, it's probably the greatest political ad I've seen in a long time. And, you know, I'm a fan of political advertisements, political commercials. And I tend to focus on them very much whenever I see one. And McCormick's wife texted me the clip last night. And then I texted Dave and I said, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal commercial. It's Kamala Harris throughout with all kinds of quotes about Kamala Harris. And it talks about how Bob Casey is backing Kamala Harris. And throughout it, you can hear her cackle kind of under the surface, the under the surface cackle that's going on. Like a Batman villain, truly like a Batman villain, like the Joker, the cackler in the background. So I'm actually going to, let's begin with that, shall we? Because I want to kind of set the stage on this. We also have Christopher Wray today testifying before the House on the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. Some real new, very shocking information coming out. But let's begin with this political ad. I think this is probably one of the, like I said, one of the best political ads I've heard in a very, very long time. Cut 14, Matt.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Is that a position you agree with?
We need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. What would people
To
reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote.
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
We did it, Joe.
And then that cackle underneath. So fantastic ad. Very, very, very powerful by Dave McCormick. Kamala Harris is a terrible candidate. Look, I'm going to prove to you why I still believe Kamala Harris is not ultimately going to be the Democrat candidate. She's going to be the nominee. But I don't think she's going to wind up being the candidate. I'm still convinced of that fact. And I was talking to some guys today about the very same thing. And they're also of the mindset that I'm not crazy here in thinking this. And I'm going to use James Carville as my thesis. Okay? Joe Biden's going to speak to the nation tonight. I would not be shocked if he resigns the presidency. I wouldn't be shocked for two reasons. Number one, well, two scenarios, I should say, two scenarios that could occur. Scenario number one, he resigns the presidency, and then he does so because that's part of the exit package. Kamala Harris becomes the president so she can be the first woman president and then focus on the job and not actually run. Scenario two, of course, is he resigns the presidency, part of the exit package, gives it to her so that America can have its first female president, and then they can take the sting out of it, apparently, heading into November, because I keep hearing all these pundits who say America just can't grasp the idea of a woman president. No, we can't grasp the idea of that woman as president, much like we couldn't grasp the idea of Hillary Clinton as president. Nothing to do with their genitalia and everything to do with their horrible positions on issues. But I'm going to use Carville as my thesis here, because he's obviously a very outspoken guy. He was essential in the takedown of Joe Biden. And he gave a speech to Maureen Dowd, not a speech, but he sat down with Maureen Dowd a while ago in the New York Times back in March. And this is the quote he gave. And Matt, let's cue up that clip of Kamala Harris banning that delicious food that I particularly enjoy very, very much. So this is what he said at the time. Okay, he said, "A suspicion of mine is there are too many preachy females. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. This is not good for you. The message is too feminine. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You've got to eat your peas." And he goes on to say, if you listen to Democrat elites, NPR is my go-to place for that. The whole talk is about how women and women of color are going to decide the election. I'm like, well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Do you mind if they have some consideration? James Carville said. All right. So that's I'll set the table with that. And I'm going to play this clip review from Kamala Harris 2020 as she talks about banning one of my favorite foods, probably yours as well, and certainly President Trump's favorite food, future President Trump. I don't want to upset Jimmy Matthews. Take a listen.
Certain countries have changed their dietary guidelines to reduce the consumption of red meat in light of the impact of the climate change.
Yeah.
If elected, will you be supporting change in dietary guidelines? And then how will you plan on implementing the changes so that people effectively change their diets?
Yeah, I mean, it's and thank you, Carol, for your work and the question. I think of the point that you're raising in a broader context, which is that as a nation, we actually have to have a real priority at the highest level of government around what we eat and in terms of healthy eating, because we have a problem in America. And we can talk about all that we are now the subject of this conversation. We can talk about the amount of sugar in everything. We could talk about soda. We could go on and on. So the answer is yes. But I'll also say this. The balance that we have to strike here, frankly, is about what government can and should do around creating incentives and then banning certain behaviors. I mean, just to be very honest with you, I love cheeseburgers from time to time, right? I mean, I just do. And I think that, but there has to be also what we do in terms of creating incentives that we will eat in a healthy way, that we will encourage moderation, and that we will be educated about the effect of our eating habits on our environment. And we have to do a much better job of that, and the government has to do a much better job of that.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, you love cheeseburgers. I mean, we all do. I don't know whether
you know, from time to
try
time,
the Beyond Burger,
pay,
the Impossible Burger, right? They try, but it's not quite the same. That's my personal opinion. But would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. What people are
yes.
to reduce red meat specifically?
Yes, I would.
Okay. I would ban cheeseburgers, and I want the government more involved in telling you how to eat your life, eat your food, and live your life. Now, does that not sound to you exactly, verbatim of what James Carville's warning about for the Democrats? I'm going to just quote it again for you. Not that I'm not trying to be, you know, snarky. I'm just saying, let's just emphasize it, shall we? A suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. That's not good for you. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You've got to eat your peas. The message is too feminine. If you listen to Democrat elites, the whole talk is about how women and women of color are going to decide the election. I'm like, well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Do you mind if we have some consideration? And he goes on to talk about how that message of don't eat cheeseburgers and we're going to tell you how to live your life and we're going to tell you what to do for the good of the planet and the good of your health and blah, 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 is turning off men, but in particular, black men. He goes on to say that in this interview with Maureen Dowd. Now, tell me that Kamala Harris is not the epitome of everything James Carville's warning about. The epitome of it. Now, James Carville is full of crap. And I'm telling you why he's full of crap. Because he gave another, there's a clip, I don't know if, which number this is, Matt. This is the one that I uploaded to Grabian earlier today. Yeah, here it is. Okay. Her biggest asset is just compare her to Trump. He's full of it. He knows she's a terrible candidate. He's doing what the Democrats are doing right now, which is to pretend like Kamala Harris is a good candidate. She's everything he warned about. Everything. The preachy liberal female who's going to tell you how to live your life. That's turning off men and causing men to go vote for Donald Trump. And a lot of women, too, by the way. You know, despite the media's nonsense, every woman I know is not running out and voting for Kamala Harris. Despite what you and they're not sexist either. They just don't like her policies. So women who don't want to vote for her, it's not that they're self-hating females. They just don't like her policies because, believe it or not, people can actually separate genitalia from political positions. I know that that's crazy. I know. And you're a racist and a sexist if you don't just automatically subscribe to what Kamala Harris is selling you, which is a whole plate of extreme, extreme Marxism, quite frankly. I mean, Medicare for all, including illegal immigrants and so much more that's coming out about her policy positions in the past. But here's what Carville says. And you could tell he doesn't mean this. He doesn't believe it. He doesn't think she's a good candidate. He's not. He's talking as somebody watching excitement for a candidate that is not going to last. Excitement that's only there on the surface, and it's not going to be something that lasts for a long time. Cut number nine.
What it really means is the idea of change. Okay, people wanted something different. 73% told us they wanted something different. As soon as they got something different, you had this real outpouring. I'm not surprised at that at all. And her biggest asset is just compare her to Trump, compare the youth, compare the energy. And I think that's going to work well for her going forward. I don't think people are behind her because of this policy proposal. I think they're behind her because they wanted something different, and she represents that. And I think that's what's driving this enthusiasm and this era of good feeling we have right now. And, of course, the Trump people are going to paint her as more the same, some horrific urban coastal liberal. That's good. They've already started. They're going to take your plastic straws away. That was the Jason Miller, Sean Hannity initial attack. Protect those damn straws. They're coming with better than that.
Okay. You're the one who said that this is the kind of person that is going to cause Democrats to lose. You said that, James Carville. You said that. So you can try to play it off to Jason Miller and Sean Hannity and then have the little cackling MSNBC person. Oh, that's ridiculous. You're the guy who said it to Maureen Dowd. This is why Democrats are losing. Because you have preachy liberal women who come out and the message is too feminine, talking about taking things away from you and telling you how to live your life. Now, I want to play this clip. This is Jersey's own khaki-wearing Steve Kornacki. So Kornacki looked at some of the polling numbers. And despite all the enthusiasm of Kamala Harris, it's based on hope. It's not based on any actual numbers. In fact, when he goes through this, and pay close attention here to these numbers, because, wow, they have a problem with this candidate. So it's 3:17 p.m., and I'm telling you right now, almost 3:18, I'm telling you right now, I have serious doubts if Kamala Harris is really going to be the candidate going into November. I have serious doubts about this because these numbers are bad. And I don't know how you overcome these numbers. We're not talking about a situation where people don't know her. In other words, if Kornacki was about to give us numbers where they go, well, she's undefined. People don't know her. People just, they just don't know. They want to find out about her. They're excited to learn more about her. I'd say, well, we got a problem here. But these are defined numbers. And I believe this in the school of politics, and I've been involved in politics for a very, very long time, as you know. I mean, not that long. I'm not that old, but you know what I mean. And before I ever got into radio, I was involved in politics. Even when I was in radio, I was involved in politics. I'm still involved in politics. I was at a political fundraiser last night. When somebody has very high unfavorables, it's very difficult to overcome that. When you've got high unfavorables, I know that it sounds like I'm saying an oxymoron here. How can you have high unfavorables? When your unfavorable numbers are that high, meaning that they're extremely low, your favorability rating is very low. But that's not a big deal. You see, this is why I tell you that words matter. If somebody has low favorability, that may not be a bad thing in and of itself. It may just mean that people just don't know that person. But when you have high unfavorable numbers, meaning that your unfaves are very, very high and your favorability is low, it's very hard to flip that. Incredibly hard to flip that. Versus if you say to somebody, well, you know, you have low favorability ratings, but you're largely undefined. Well, I can define that. I can do lots of things to define that and make people like you. But if people have already decided they don't like you, it's very hard for me as a political strategist to be able to turn around and convince people that they like you. Now, the way around that typically is through policies. So if you take Donald Trump, for example, he may have high unfavorability numbers, but he scores very high on policy issues. So that overcomes that. Kamala Harris does not. She does not. So she's got high unfaves and she has low favorability on her policy positions. In other words, heading into this fall election, she's starting with such an enormous deficit, but the kind of deficit you can't overcome. If it was a deficit on name recognition, a deficit on being defined, I could say you could fix that. You can't fix the way she's starting here because you can't change high unfavorability numbers. Cut 12.
Is Kamala Harris fair against the former president?
I mean, the short answer is not really any better. Take a look at this. This is the average of all the polls you're talking about there since the debate that tested Kamala Harris against Donald Trump. Trump 47%, Harris 46%. In this same set of polls, when it was Joe Biden, 47% for Trump and 45% for Biden. So the Democratic number on average goes up from 45 to 46. But I think it underscores for Democrats, they view this move as something that's going to improve their chances in the general election. That is based more on hope than it is on the numbers right now, because you go another level deep in this and you've got the favorable, unfavorable, basic impression people have of these candidates here. For Joe Biden, look, these numbers have looked like this for a long time. Very, very bad numbers. 36 favorable, 57 unfavorable. Again, this in average of polls over the last month. So what's the difference with Kamala Harris? Again, not much of a difference from 36 favorable to 38, 57 unfavorable down to 52, but that's still a majority of voters saying they have an unfavorable impression of Kamala Harris. Throw up Donald Trump's numbers there for comparison. He's at 41 favorable, 55 unfavorable. All three of these figures with majorities of voters saying they are unfavorably impressed by them. So again, from the Democratic standpoint here, they think Harris being, you know, reintroduced as a presidential candidate, getting a different look, they think these numbers can improve for her, both in the favorables and in the horse race against Trump. But we don't know. As you say, she has not really been tested. Her name never actually got to a primary ballot in 2020. She dropped out a couple months before that. So see how it goes over. Democrats hope these numbers will improve. There's also a possibility they don't. There's also a possibility this rollout does not go well.
It's not going well. Kornacki is spot on in his analysis, by the way. And what he's saying here, and he's trying to coax it a little bit because, you know, he's works for MSNBC. But what he's saying is these numbers are not going to change. And the difference is that Donald Trump's unfaves may be high, but people like his policies. And if you're going to do two unfavorable candidates, then people are going to decide on policy. If it's not going to be a situation where they go, I like this person a lot better, then they're going to go back to policy. Well, Trump wins on policy because of the economy and the border and crime and all the other issues we talk about on this show every day. This rollout is not going well. I know that if you listen to the corporate media, they'll tell you about all the excitement and the enthusiasm. That excitement and enthusiasm is because Joe Biden's out of the race. It's not excitement and enthusiasm for Kamala Harris. It's not. They're just excited that Biden's out. They have a real problem here. And she's been the candidate now for 3 days. And it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. And here's the thing. They all know this. All these very smart Democrat strategists, they all know this. And if they were listening right now to what I was saying, they'd be nodding along. And they know this deep down inside. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a big show for you today. The big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. 856-786-2020. Coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I want to just quickly jump into the White House press briefing. It's the first one since Biden has announced he's not running. I don't know how long we'll take it, but let's jump in here.
End of vision. He signed historic, monumental pieces of legislation into law and has worked across party lines to get a lot of them done. From jump-starting a historic economic recovery to the largest investment in clean energy and climate action, gun safety, and more. The president is proud to have delivered these historic results for the American people, and he's going to use the remainder of his term to build on this progress for the future with the enduring faith he has in our nation. And so, therefore, I encourage all Americans to tune in tonight to hear directly from the president. Zeke?
Thanks, Karine. The president believes that it's best for the country that he not be in the Oval Office for another 4 years. How can he assure the American people that he's up to be in the office for the next 6 months?
Well, first I would say is that And I've heard these suggestions out there. This is not an answer to you. This is an answer to the suggestions that I've had. I've heard about him resigning from office, we believe. And any suggestion of that note is ridiculous. It is not what we believe. The president, I just laid out what the president has been able to do in almost 4 years, and it's been successful. He's been able to do more, again, than any president has been able to do in two terms. He's been able to do that more in one term. And he wants to finish the job that he started and delivering more historic results for the American people. And look, he didn't step down from campaigning or from running because he didn't believe he can serve in a second term. That is not why. And what I would say, as I just finished my opening, I would say, tune in. Tune into what he has to say tonight, and he will lay that out for three, you all and the American people, as to why he made that decision.
So you're saying he believes that he's capable of serving another 4 years, but he just doesn't believe that he can win another 4 years?
I will let the president speak for himself.
And so today, the president believes that he is capable, fully capable of serving in the office that he currently has now and for the next 4.5 years if he wanted to.
Absolutely. And let me just quote from what he said on Sunday in his letter. He said, "It is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term." And what the decision that he made on Sunday was about putting country first, was about his party, and was about the American people. Again, I would refer you to what he's going to say tonight. He will lay that out, speak for himself, and you will hear directly from the American, from the president. The American people will insert you. Will
as well. A different topic. Large protests taking place in Washington. The White House is now ringed by anti-climb fencing. The Capitol, there's some protests around Union Station. Is the president monitoring these protests? Does he have a message to the people who are demonstrating right now?
So it's basically what we have said for some time. We respect the right for all American to peacefully protest. And obviously we will continue to strongly condemn any form of violence as it relates certainly to protesting or destruction of property. We've been very, very clear. But Americans have the right to peacefully protest. Anything that is related to what's happening outside of this campus, the fencing, as you just mentioned to me, that's something for Secret Service to speak to directly.
This is a real problem for Democrats.
I mean, the president he's always kept up to date on what's going on. Right now he's certainly having meetings today with his senior advisors and other senior staff. I can't speak if he's right now watching the protests. Obviously, he's kept up to date into what's happening. But what I can say right now, we respect everyone's right to peacefully protest. We understand that this is a painful moment for many, many communities. But obviously, we're going to continue to strongly condemn any form of violence or any destruction of property. That is something we've been consistent on. Go ahead, Nancy.
Thanks, Green. You read the president's statement where he said that it's in the country's best interest for him to step aside. Why is it in the country's best interest for him to step aside? Does it have to do with his health?
They have nothing to do with his health. Again, the president's going to speak to this directly to the American people tonight in prime time. I know many of you all will be watching it. There are specials going on tonight. I promise you, he will speak to this directly to all of you tonight. But in his letter, he talked about the country, he talked about the party, he talked about the moment that we're in right now. It is not about his health. I can say no, that's not the reason, but hear him out tonight.
And the president denied for weeks, and you denied for weeks, that he was even thinking of stepping aside. What changed from all those days that he had that message to Sunday?
So look, he's going to address this as well this evening. Let him speak for himself. But here's what I will say. And I think we gave a little bit of a TikTok to all of you. He met with a small group of advisors on Saturday evening and with his family and was thinking through how to move forward. Sunday afternoon, he made that decision. It was in a very short period of time, as you can imagine. And then at 1:45, he got on the phone with some of his assistants assistant to the president, some advisors. He let them know. And then minutes later, a letter went out. So it was in a very short period of time that the president was able to think about this and make a decision. But I would say again, the president's going to address the American people.
Is he going to resign?
From him. tonight.
Will he resign tonight? That's the question.
Can you talk a little more about how he's feeling after making such an extraordinary decision, like you said, making it quickly? Yeah. Did he feel bullied to leave the race?
I'm going to let the president speak for himself. Look, these are... this obviously is a historic moment, but a decision like this is very personal. It's not easy to make. And I think there are very rare politicians who could look at the situation and make a decision, right? And I think it speaks to how honorable this president is, how selfless this president is, that he was able to make this decision and say, it is not about me, it is about the American people, it is about the country, and make, a personal, difficult decision. And so I think that speaks for itself. I really do. I think that speaks for itself. And in the letter, as you all know, he said that he wanted to address the American people, was going to give remarks about his decision. And now we've come to that day where he's going to speak directly to the American people later tonight. And he's going to lay out what it is that he wants to say, what he believes the American people want to hear directly from him.
Just switching gears a little bit to Netanyahu's remarks on Capitol Hill. We've heard Republicans voicing serious criticism against the vice president for not being there, her team insisting that it was a scheduling conflict. But how do you respond to that? What does it say about her priorities, the administration's priorities, that she was not there?
So let me just first say that the vice president has been unwavering in her commitment to security of Israel. As you know, she's been a partner with this president for the past 4 years.
Why wasn't she there?
Not just domestic
why
issues.
Why wasn't she there for Benjamin Netanyahu's speech if she
issues.
Wants to be president?
She's going to meet with the prime minister, Bibi Netanyahu, when he's here. And so, again, has been a critical partner
she would not
ensuring
be
that
at this
Israel
speech
can defend
Give me
itself.
A freaking break.
And to secure hostage deal, as you know, the president, we've been talking about that for some time, making sure that we have this hostage deal. She's been a partner in that. And that's what I can certainly say, that she continues to be supportive to Israel, making sure that Israel's
All right, let me jump out of this because this is nonsense and more lies from the White House podium. Don't forget, Karine Jean-Pierre hates her because she was the chief of staff who got chewed out by Kamala Harris in such a way that other aides in the room were uncomfortable, visibly uncomfortable, and they left the room. So they were particularly disturbed by how Karine Jean-Pierre was spoken to. Great line from Benjamin Netanyahu, by the way. Great line from him regarding gays for Hamas. But I'm going to take a quick break. I've got a guest coming up. We're going to talk about Pennsylvania politics straight ahead and how it's going to be. Dave McCormick's new ad, which I think is outstanding and fantastic. We've got a loaded up show for you today, so you better not go anywhere. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so Pennsylvania, we got to win this one. McCormick's ad that he put out was outstanding. It really was one of the best political ads I've ever heard before. As I mentioned earlier in the show, and obviously now we have a candidate potentially in Kamala Harris if she does become the candidate, who says she wants to ban fracking in Pennsylvania. So, and everywhere for that matter. We have a real chance here to win. And the question is, how do we do it? The mechanics of this. Well, there's a guy working really hard to make sure we can pull this off. His name is Cliff Maloney. He is founder of the Pennsylvania Chase. He's been on the show with me before. He's on X at Maloney. Hey, what's up, my friend? How you doing, Cliff? Up, you there?
Rich, can you hear me?
I gotcha. How you doing? We can win Pennsylvania. I feel really good about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling good. Listen, I think this whole situation with the rumors of Josh Shapiro, I think they're realizing really quick, like I said on your show a couple months ago, you know, to win the White House, you have to win Pennsylvania. I think people can look at maps 10 different ways, but man, if you win PA, you are at such an advantage. And if you're trying to find a path after losing PA, it's so difficult. And I got to agree with what you said, Rich, you know, the views and the ideas of Kamala Harris do not connect with the voters of Pennsylvania, especially those, you know, in the working class blue collar families. So I just think they're in trouble. And I'm interested to see if she solidifies Josh Shapiro as her VP. I think it's probably one of the smartest moves she could make, but obviously it would cause some trouble in other states. But PA is the path to the White House. And I think we're seeing that very clearly with a lot of the rumors about Josh Shapiro.
I agree. He'd be a very smart candidate, except for the problem, which is you have so much anti-Semitism within the Democrat Party that picking a guy who's Jewish, I don't know if that helps with Democrats because they're so rabid. I mean, you see the way they're protesting outside the Capitol today during Netanyahu's speech.
Yeah, but I also think Democrats get their people in line. I mean, obviously, you know, Hamas is a problem within the ranks of the party. You know, like you just said, I mean, you see these huge protests across D.C. right now. They're removing the American flag to put up other flags. I mean, that in itself is crazy to watch on television. But I do think that they're serious people, Democrats. And if they look at the math and they say, you know what, we're going to make a play at Pennsylvania and we're going to make a play at Georgia and we're not going to make a play in Arizona and Wisconsin. And because of that, they feel that a Josh Shapiro could be the move. You know, Democrats get the job done. I mean, look, they just installed their own candidate who got no votes in the primary.
Right.
So I don't disagree with you in that, you know, there could be problems there. But I think the Democrats, you know, this is power and they don't mess around. And so if they look at polling, I think they're going to figure out the most strategic maneuver and they'll force it through and they'll get their people to get in line, even if it means, you know, pissing off these Hamas protesters.
There are two other names. Obviously, we're hearing a lot about Mark Kelly, Arizona, former astronaut, and Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky. What are your thoughts on those two guys?
Yeah, you know, I was just on with Charlie Kirk, and I was actually really impressed with what Charlie said, which was that, you know, Mark Kelly, if she picks Mark Kelly, it makes his life miserable because Charlie's all in on Arizona and Wisconsin, whereas, you know, I'm all in on ballot chasing in Pennsylvania. And I think Mark Kelly would clearly show that they have a strategy of trying to sweep Arizona, Wisconsin, potentially Nevada. But, and I said that, you know, if you pick Shapiro, it shows what you're trying to do. I think Andy Beshear is actually a very, very safe choice if you think you can be competitive in all the swing states. But none of us know. Listen, polling is just coming out. Most Americans are not really introduced to both J.D. Vance and even Kamala Harris. I mean, she was VP, but, you know, I think a lot of this is developing. And so I think it'll be one of the most important decisions that she makes, you know, is who does she put on the ticket? And usually VPs don't matter that much, right? I mean, that's not that much, but this is unprecedented. You have a incumbent president, the presumptive nominee, dropping out weeks before he's supposed to be nominated and officially accept the nomination. And so it is unprecedented, but I got to say this. I am so grateful that we have J.D. Vance on our side for the work that we're doing with the PHH. The people I talk to, Rich, suburban Philadelphia, outskirts of Pittsburgh, blue-collar Pennsylvanians, the more they get to know J.D. Vance, the more they realize he is a real person, he's authentic, and that is so rare in politics.
Cliff Maloney, give us the overview of the PHH, the project you're working on, the project you're spearheading here, and how it can translate into victory for Pennsylvania come November.
Yeah, I'll get right to it. Folks can check it out at PHH.com. Here, okay, in 2020, we lost Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. 141,000 Republicans requested a ballot, let it sit on their dining room table, and never sent it back. I don't care about all the TV. I don't care about the perfect ad. At the end of the day, I don't care about them running up the score in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. What I care about is Democrats hire hundreds of ballot chasers a cycle, and Republicans have refused to adapt to the rules. Rich, that ends right now with the PHH. We're hiring 120 full-time ballot chasers. September 1, we're going to be on the ground. We're booking our Airbnbs now, 10 to 12 of them across the Commonwealth. We're going to knock on 500,000 doors targeting Republicans and aligned independents that have a ballot sitting on their table. That's how we win this election. You got to fight fire with fire, and you have to match Democrats at their own game. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather be us right now rather than them because the momentum is on our side.
Are you getting the help you need from McCormick's campaign, Trump's campaign, the RNC, the state GOP in Pennsylvania?
Yes, the help has been tremendous. Where we can legally, we have coordinated. We have done data shares with Scott Pressler, with Charlie Kirk's groups, the McCormick, the Trump campaign, Scott Perry. I give Scott some. I mean, he's my favorite congressman in PA.
I love Congressman Perry. He's one of my favorites, too. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he'll be a top target, so we've got to back him up But yeah, listen, this is it's almost like a honeymoon or a kumbaya moment where in 2020, when they changed these rules, and I don't necessarily blame who I should be blaming for who changed the rules in PA. But anyway, you know, in 2020, Trump said there's fraud, don't vote early. And we all kind of said, okay, we did our patriotic stuff. We show up on election day. 2021, we said, well, the lawmakers will fix it. They didn't fix it. 2022, we said the courts will fix it. They didn't fix it. So in 2023, we said, what the hell are we doing here? Right? Like, we got to adapt. And so I think everybody kind of had that same progression. And yes, I am honored to say that we are in lockstep with all the campaigns, working as much as we can legally. The Democrats do it that way. And that's why I think 2024 is the year that we start to actually figure out these rules and win.
Now, a lot of people are worried about cheating. And my friend Linda Kearns, I know you know Linda very well, and she is working on the effort in Pennsylvania to protect the vote, protectthevote.com. She's recruiting poll watchers. When Chairman Whatley was in town, I saw him at the Union League. He and Lara Trump, they're talking about getting poll watchers. We need to have, they want hundreds of thousands across the country, but thousands here in Pennsylvania. They want attorneys who can be there on election day. They want poll watchers to be able to also be watching ballot boxes too. Are you helping with that effort too, Cliff Maloney? Because all of this can go out the window if there's cheating.
100% agree. Linda is a patriot. We are working with multiple organizations to help them staff up their volunteers, their poll watchers, the attorneys they want to have on site. Rich, here's the crazy thing. They're going to run the same playbook they did in 2020, which if you look at Allegheny and Philadelphia counties and the suburbs, you see a lot of people that voted who have moved. People will claim there were dead folks that voted. They're going to make sure that as many Democrat ballots get sent back as possible, or even ballots that are, you know, filled out by somebody but are voting for Democrats. The thing is, look at the numbers. They already ran that playbook in 2020, and we still almost won. Well, look, since 2020, you look at these registration numbers for Republicans in PA. I mean, we're winning in 67 out of 67 counties right now for net gain of registered voters since 2020. That doesn't mean we're beating them at all in Philadelphia or Allegheny. But what I'm saying is everything is trending our way. Heck, we just flipped Bucks County. We were never supposed to be able to do that. And so the reason I bring that up is because I think that we need to double down on our poll watching, double down these organizations that are cleaning the voter rolls. Yes, we are coming in to target the Republicans that just sat out last time or that are low propensity. But the best part, Rich, is most of those people we're targeting, they're in red counties. I'm going to have Republican clerks counting their votes. I'm not adding, look, we're going to touch Philly. We'll touch Pittsburgh. I won't leave you guys hanging. But at the end of the day, you go into these red counties where there are 70 to 75% turnout of Republicans. You bump that to 85, 90%, we win the election, and the people counting the votes are Republican. That's why I'm very excited about the PHAs, and I think you see this whole team of people moving in the same direction, coordinated, and that's how we win.
Cliff Maloney's with me. PA Chase, this is a great, great effort here. I'm very, very proud of the work he's doing, PHAChase.com. Let me play a McCormick's ad. I played it earlier, but it's worth playing again. It's honestly one of the best political ads that I've seen in a very, very long time. So it's got a lot of images of Kamala Harris. The cackling is very present, but subtle. It's kind of like a Batman villain. You hear the cackling, you know, the cackler. You can imagine in the background just kind of hoping that Batman comes in and saves the day here. It's a great ad. Cut 14.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
Yes.
The food pyramid for people.
Yes.
Yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I'm opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
And obviously that muted voice in the background is the low energy, lesser Casey, Bob Casey Jr., juxtaposed with the cackling of Kamala Harris. It's going to be bad. I think it's bad for them going into November, Cliff Maloney.
Yeah, and Rich, look, what are the issues people care about right now? The border's wide open. You've got this fentanyl issue. People can't afford to put groceries on the table when it comes to this inflation. And, you know, it's like the basics that people care about, and Kamala's on the wrong side, which puts Casey on the wrong side. It's a great ad. I give Gruda, I give the whole team over there at McCormick. It is a fantastic ad, and because it just lines her up directly, her and Casey directly, what do they support? A wide-open border that gives health care for illegals, that keeps the fentanyl coming in. What do they want to do? Even though crime is rising like crazy, they want to defund the police, right? Heck, cost of food. They want to get rid of red meat. I mean, talk about
banning my cheeseburgers. Don't take away from my cold, dead hands, Cliff Maloney. All right, listen, buddy, phase.com. Keep up the great work. We'll have you on again very soon to talk more about this. But go to the website, help out, sign up, and Cliff, keep up the great work.
Rich, you're a patriot. Take care.
Thanks.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, got a lot more to cover in the 4 o'clock hour. The White House press briefing is still going on. It's juicy time right now. We'll grab the audio of that. The question is tonight, 8 p.m., will Biden resign the presidency? I wonder. I really do. I wonder if he will actually tonight announce that he is giving it all up. Well, the artificial intelligence animatronic Joe Biden that they borrowed from the Hall of Presidents at Disney World, obviously, because it's not really Joe Biden. But they're working on the CGI now, the special effects, getting it all ready for 8 p.m. Listen, let me tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know, listen, times are tough right now. Inflation is a killer. Well, they're offering each and every one of my customers an inflation, each and every one of my listeners, I should say, an inflation relief discount of 10% off. That's right. 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. This is a company that I've used for over 7 years. My old home, they did the roof, replaced the windows, did a phenomenal job. In our new home, they've replaced 4 skylights, 2 doors already, and there's more projects to come. So trust the team I trust, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So if you need work done at the Jersey Shore, those windows, the doors, the roof, all of it, 10% off with emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so Pennsylvania, we got to win this one. McCormick's ad that he put out was outstanding. It really was one of the best political ads I've ever heard before. As I mentioned earlier in the show, and obviously now we have a candidate potentially in Kamala Harris, if she does become the candidate, who says she wants to ban fracking in Pennsylvania. So, and everywhere for that matter. So we have a real chance here to win. And the question is, how do we do it? The mechanics of this. Well, there's a guy working really hard to make sure we can pull this off. His name is Cliff Maloney. He is founder of the Pennsylvania Chase. He's been on the show with me before. He's on X at Maloney. Hey, what's up, my friend? How you doing, Cliff? Oh, you there?
Rich, can you hear me?
I gotcha. How you doing? We can win Pennsylvania. I feel really good about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling good. Listen, I think this whole situation with the rumors of Josh Shapiro, I think they're realizing really quick, like I said on your show a couple months ago, you know, to win the White House, you have to win Pennsylvania. I think people can look at maps 10 different ways, but man, if you win PA, you are at such an advantage. And if you're trying to find a path after losing PA, it's so difficult. And I got to agree with what you said, Rich. You know, the views and the ideas of Kamala Harris do not connect with the voters of Pennsylvania, especially those, you know, in the working class blue collar families. So I just think they're in trouble. And I'm interested to see if she solidifies Josh Shapiro as her VP. I think it's probably one of the smartest moves she could make. But obviously it would cause some trouble in other states. But PA is the path to the White House. And I think we're seeing that very clearly with a lot of the rumors about Josh Shapiro.
I agree. He'd be a very smart candidate, except for the problem, which is you have so much anti-Semitism within the Democrat Party that picking a guy who's Jewish, I don't know if that helps with Democrats because they're so rabid. I mean, you see the way they're protesting outside the Capitol today during Netanyahu's speech.
Yeah, but I also think Democrats get their people in line. I mean, obviously, you know, Hamas is a problem within the ranks of the party. You know, like you just said, I mean, you see these huge protests across D.C. right now. They're removing the American flag to put up other flags. I mean, that in itself is crazy to watch on television. But I do think that they're serious people, Democrats. And if they look at the math and they say, you know what, we're going to make a play at Pennsylvania and we're going to make a play at Georgia and we're not going to make a play in Arizona and Wisconsin. And because of that, they feel that a Josh Shapiro could be the move. You know, Democrats get the job done. I mean, look, they just installed their own candidate who got no votes in the primary.
Right.
So I don't disagree with you in that, you know, there could be problems there. But I think the Democrats, you know, this is power and they don't mess around. And so if they look at polling, I think they're going to figure out the most strategic maneuver and they'll force it through and they'll get their people to get in line, even if it means, you know, pissing off these Hamas protesters.
There are two other names. Obviously, we're hearing a lot about Mark Kelly, Arizona, former astronaut, and Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky. What are your thoughts on those two guys?
Yeah, you know, I was just on with Charlie Kirk, and I was actually really impressed with what Charlie said, which was that, you know, Mark Kelly, if she picks Mark Kelly, it makes his life miserable because Charlie's all in on Arizona and Wisconsin, whereas, you know, I'm all in on ballot chasing in Pennsylvania. And I think Mark Kelly would clearly show that they have a strategy of trying to sweep Arizona, Wisconsin, potentially Nevada. But, and I said that, you know, if you pick Shapiro, it shows what you're trying to do. I think Andy Beshear is actually a very, very safe choice if you think you can be competitive in all the swing states. But none of us know. Listen, polling is just coming out. Most Americans are not really introduced to both J.D. Vance and even Kamala Harris. I mean, she was VP, but, you know, I think a lot of this is developing. And so I think it'll be one of the most important decisions that she makes, you know, is who does she put on the ticket? And usually VPs don't matter that much, right? I mean, that's not that much, but this is unprecedented. You have a incumbent president, the presumptive nominee, dropping out weeks before he's supposed to be nominated and officially accept the nomination. And so it is unprecedented, but I got to say this. I am so grateful that we have J.D. Vance on our side for the work that we're doing with the PHA. The people I talk to, Rich, suburban Philadelphia, outskirts of Pittsburgh, blue-collar Pennsylvanians, the more they get to know J.D. Vance, the more they realize he is a real person, he's authentic, and that is so rare in politics.
Cliff Maloney, give us the overview of the PA Chase, the project you're working on, the project you're spearheading here, and how it can translate into victory for Pennsylvania come November.
Yeah, I'll get right to it. Folks can check it out at pachase.com. Here, okay, in 2020, we lost Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. 141,000 Republicans requested a ballot, let it sit on the dining room table, and never sent it back. I don't care about all the TV. I don't care about the perfect ad. At the end of the day, I don't care about them running up the score in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. What I care about is Democrats hire hundreds of ballot chasers a cycle, and Republicans have refused to adapt to the rules. Rich, that ends right now with the PA Chase. We're hiring 120 full-time ballot chasers. September 1, we're going to be on the ground. We're booking our Airbnbs now, 10 to 12 of them across the Commonwealth. We're going to knock on 500,000 doors targeting Republicans and aligned independents that have a ballot sitting on their table. That's how we win this election. You got to fight fire with fire, and you have to match Democrats at their own game. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather be us right now rather than them because the momentum is on our side.
Are you getting the help you need from McCormick's campaign, Trump's campaign, the RNC, the state GOP in Pennsylvania?
Yes, the help has been tremendous. Where we can legally, we have coordinated. We have done data shares with Scott Pressler, with Charlie Kirk's groups, the McCormick, the Trump campaign, Scott Perry. I give Scott some. I mean, he's my favorite congressman in PA.
I love Congressman Perry. He's one of my favorites, too. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he'll be a top target, so we've got to back him up. But, yeah, listen, it's almost like a honeymoon or a kumbaya moment where – in 2020, when they changed these rules, and I don't necessarily blame who I should be blaming for who changed the rules in PA. But anyway, you know, in 2020, Trump said there's fraud, don't vote early. And we all kind of said, okay, we did our patriotic stuff. We show up on election day. 2021, we said, well, the lawmakers will fix it. They didn't fix it. 2022, we said the courts will fix it. They didn't fix it. So in 2023, we said, what the hell are we doing here? Right? Like, we got to adapt. And so I think everybody kind of had that same progression And yes, I am honored to say that we are in lockstep with all the campaigns, working as much as we can legally. The Democrats do it that way, and that's why I think 2024 is the year that we start to actually figure out these rules and win.
Now, a lot of people are worried about cheating, and my friend Linda Kearns, I know you know Linda very well, and she is working on the effort in Pennsylvania to protect the vote, protectthevote.com. She's recruiting poll watchers. When Chairman Whatley was in town, I saw him at the Union League. He and Lara Trump, they're talking about getting poll watchers. We need to have, they want hundreds of thousands across the country, but thousands here in Pennsylvania. They want attorneys who can be there on Election Day. They want poll watchers to be able to also be watching ballot boxes, too. Are you helping with that effort, too, Cliff Maloney? Because all of this can go out the window if there's cheating.
100% agree. Linda is a patriot. We are working with multiple organizations to help them staff up their volunteers, their poll watchers, the attorneys they want to have on site. Rich, here's the crazy thing. They're going to run the same playbook they did in 2020, which if you look at Allegheny and Philadelphia counties and the suburbs, you see a lot of people that voted who have moved. People will claim there were dead folks that voted. They're going to make sure that as many Democrat ballots get sent back as possible, or even ballots that are, you know, filled out by somebody but are voting for Democrats. The thing is, look at the numbers. They already ran that playbook in 2020, and we still almost won. Well, look, since 2020, you look at these registration numbers for Republicans in PA. I mean, we're winning in 67 out of 67 counties right now for net gain of registered voters since 2020. That doesn't mean we're beating them at all in Philadelphia or Allegheny. But what I'm saying is everything is trending our way. Heck, we just flipped Bucks County. We were never supposed to be able to do that. And so the reason I bring that up is because I think that we need to double down on our poll watching, double down these organizations that are cleaning the voter rolls. Yes, we are coming in to target the Republicans that just sat out last time or that are low propensity. But the best part, Rich, is most of those people we're targeting, they're in red counties. I'm going to have Republican clerks counting their votes. I'm not adding, look, we're going to touch Philly. We'll touch Pittsburgh. I won't leave you guys hanging. But at the end of the day, you win these red counties where there are 70 to 75% turnout of Republicans. You bump that to 85, 90%, we win the election, and the people counting the votes are Republican. That's why I'm very excited about the PHAs, and I think you see this whole team of people moving in the same direction, coordinated, and that's how we win.
Cliff Maloney's with me. PA Chase, this is a great, great effort here. I'm very, very proud of the work he's doing, PHAse.com. Let me play McCormick's ad. I played it earlier, but it's worth playing again. It's honestly one of the best political ads that I've seen in a very, very long time. So it's got a lot of images of Kamala Harris. The cackling is very present, but subtle. It's kind of like a Batman villain. You hear the cackling, you know, the cackler. You can imagine in the background just kind of hoping that Batman comes in and saves the day here. It's a great ad. Cut 14.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid for people.
Yes. Yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I'm opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
And obviously that muted voice in the background is the low energy lesser Casey, Bob Casey Jr., juxtaposed with the cackling of Kamala Harris. It's going to be bad. I think it's bad for them going into November, Cliff Maloney.
Yeah, and Rich, look, what are the issues people care about right now? The border's wide open. You've got this fentanyl issue. People can't afford to put groceries on the table when it comes to this inflation. And, you know, it's like the basics that people care about, and Kamala's on the wrong side, which puts Casey on the wrong side. It's a great ad. I give Gruda, I give the whole team over there at McCormick. It is a fantastic ad, and because it just lines her up directly, her and Casey directly, what do they support? A wide-open border that gives health care for illegals, that keeps the fentanyl coming in. What do they want to do? Even though crime is rising like crazy, they want to defund the police, right? Heck, cost of food. They want to get rid of red meat. I mean, talk about...
Yeah, banning my cheeseburgers. Don't take away my from my cold, dead hands, Cliff Maloney. All right, listen, buddy, phase.com, phase.com. Keep up the great work. We'll have you on again very soon to talk more about this, but go to the website, help out, sign up, and Cliff, keep up the great work.
Rich, you're a patriot. Take care.
Thanks,
the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, got a lot more to cover in the 4 o'clock hour. The White House press briefing is still going on. It's juicy time right now. We'll grab the audio of that. The question is, tonight, 8 p.m., will Biden resign the presidency? I wonder. I really do. I wonder if he will actually tonight announce that he is giving it all up. Well, the artificial intelligence animatronic Joe Biden that they borrowed from the Hall of Presidents at Disney World, obviously, because it's not really Joe Biden, but they're working on the CGI now, the special effects, getting it all ready for 8 p.m. Listen, let me tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know, listen, times are tough right now. Inflation is a killer. Well, they're offering each and every one of my customers an inflation, each and every one of my listeners, I should say, an inflation relief discount of 10% off. That's right. 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. This is a company that I've used for over 7 years. My old home, they did the roof, replaced the windows, did a phenomenal job. In our new home, they've replaced 4 skylights, 2 doors already, and there's more projects to come. So trust the team I trust, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So if you need work done at the Jersey Shore, those windows, the doors, the roof, all of it, 10% off with emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.